Log Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo, Meditation, and much, much more.
Much, much more. Hey, peeps. It is I, Duchess. I've been hanging mighty low lately, so it's been a while since you've heard from me. You know? All that drama going on in the outside world kind of like keeps me fighting to keep myself up. It's a sad state of affairs out there. And for many of us light workers, the drama is really draining. It's really draining. Sometimes it's so difficult for you to keep your mood up, your spirit up, because you have to. You cannot be consumed by the dark side, okay? And that's what the energy is really, 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 really trying to do. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I told you a long time ago. It has to do with things happening over and over and over again until we affect the change and make things change for the better. And if we don't change for the better, what begins to happen is things keep happening, but they keep getting worse. Now, you notice what's going on in the world with all the mass shootings? You notice how they used to happen maybe once in a blue moon? Then they started maybe happening a little bit more than once in a blue moon. Now they're happening almost every single day. In some state somewhere, they're happening every single day. Why? Because there has been no change to make it stop. And until we change to make something stop, it'll continue to get worse and worse and worse. And so I have to turn off my TV constantly. I'm watching all these little young souls being lifted up and transforming and transitioning off the face of this planet. And because I view it differently from most people, I can't talk about it to anybody the way I'm seeing it happen, because there are not many people who are going to see it from the way I'm seeing it. I had a neighbor sent me a text message one day. The text message was really nice. He sent me this text message and asked me to watch a YouTube video. And the YouTube video basically said to watch this YouTube video. And the title of the YouTube video was Something Only the Bible Can Explain is About to Happen. And so I will watch this because I'm one of those people that will watch anybody's religious thing as long as it's not going to be hurtful to my soul or my spirit. But I like to, you know, share and listen, and I'm very polite with what anyone wants to share with me, because they're in essence sharing their blessing with me. And the it doesn't matter from which denomination it's coming from. If someone is wanting to share their blessing or their way of extending a blessing my way, I am most accepting to it and I am most appreciative of it. So I told her thank you, and I did yes, or I watched the YouTube video. Because if I say thank you, I'm going to watch the YouTube video. That's what I'm going to do. And so I watched it, and like I said, the title was Something Only the Bible Can Explain is About to Happen. and talk about the Lion of Judah. Well, I had to respond to her because it took a couple of days for me to get back to her. But what she was sharing me was what they call the rapture. And that's when Jesus appears and the rapture occurs and souls are caught up, you know, called caught up in the fold just before the destruction of the planet Earth for those of us that are left behind on the planet Earth. Okay, and then I am assuming that those who were caught up in the rapture, once everything is, you know, turned to dust here on the face of this earth, and what happens is they return to rebuild the new heaven on earth. Well, I'm 75 years old, and I remember when I was 13 years old. Maybe 13, 14 years old, whatever. I was a teenager, a young teenager. And I spent all of my summers at my mother's eldest sister's house in Queens. And they were Jehovah's Witnesses. And that's all they talked about was the rapture. And my aunt would share with me the rapture. And the scenario with people being caught up, the good souls being caught up and, you know, captured in the rapture. And needless to say, at night, when I would go to sleep, because my uncle worked at night, so I slept with my aunt in her bed at night. And I would wake up in the morning. And I was afraid to open up my eyes because that rapture stuff really scared the mess out of me. Because if I'm waking up, suppose I look over next to me and my aunt is gone, which meant that she was caught up and I was one of the bad people left behind, you know. So it was really frightening to wake up in the bed next to my aunt. For some reason, I didn't think that happened over in Harlem where I live. It only happened in Queens where my aunt and them lived, this rapture thing. Because I wasn't afraid to open up my eyes when I was home. But that's a child's imagination. But I remember that. And this is when I was 13 years old. They were talking about the rapture. I'm 75 years old now. And you have religion still talking about the rapture. And so I responded to this woman respectfully, and I was saying to her, I pray all is well with you and your sister. I woke up with you on my mind. Sorry, I forgot to let you know. I watched the YouTube video. It was a wonderful refresher. You see, I come from a family where we respect all religious belief systems. I was a young teen when I spent my entire summers with cousins raised as Jehovah's Witness. As a child, I was afraid to open my eyes each time I awoke, having the thought of some people not being here, because I was one of the ones left behind. Today, I watched a mass exodus of many souls leaving every single day. Now, when I say mass exodus of souls, that includes my mother, who decided to exit before the pandemic popped upon us. You know, that includes many of those people who exited, their souls exited during the pandemic because they no longer desired to be here for whatever reasons. Now, this is my belief system. I'm watching the mass exodus of these little people in these schools, these little souls. But we don't know if there were old souls housed in those young bodies. We don't know. Who are we to even try and speculate on it? Now, my understanding that at the moment of death, the soul is no longer there. It has already exited. So I explained to this woman that I am witnessing all of these mass exits of these souls. They're leaving. I mean, they're leaving. But they're not leaving in vain, and we think they are, but they're leaving because we are not learning the lesson that their leaving is supposed to impart on us. Okay? There's a lesson to be imparted on those of us who remain behind. So they're leaving. And it's happening before our eyes every day. Every day. But my belief system tells me to get ready, to thank my higher power, my creator. Because whether I like it or not, and whether you like it or not, we chose to stay here. We chose to stay here before our incantation or incarnation. We chose to stay here because we are the ones that are blessed to remain and help with building the new heaven on earth. You know, and that's amazing when you start thinking about stuff like that. And you start looking at it in that way. It takes a lot of the depression out of watching what's happening. It gives you a new way of looking at stuff, and it gives a new meaning to your life. You're not sitting here in vain unless you're watching the television set getting all depressed and beat out of shape that you can't get up and build up the spiritual energy to go and do something. And there are many ways that we can do something, you know. I was at a meeting yesterday, and a woman said, instead of being depressed about what I can't do, I turned this around and became grateful for what I can still do. And there are things that we can still do. Like they say all the time, you can vote. Like they say all the time, if you can't get out there and march, then you can donate some money or some time to an organization that's doing the good fight. There are many things that we can do. But until we reach that critical mass and enough of us do what needs to be done, the mass exodus is going to continue. And it's continuing in a way that's hurtful and harmful and ugly looking. But it's going to continue. And that's a sad thing. So what is this critical mass thing? Theory about the 100th monkey. I don't know if you know the theory of the 100th monkey, but there was a monkey on an island. And they used to throw him sweet potatoes. And that monkey looked at the sweet potato. It was full of sand. And it started washing the sand off the sweet potato while the other monkeys were trying to brush it away. This one monkey started washing it in the water and getting the sand off of it. A couple of other monkeys saw what this monkey was doing. They started doing the washing of their sweet potatoes before they ate it. And after a while, the monkeys on this island began to all wash their sweet potatoes before eating them. And what happened was what they called the 100th monkey effect, where they found that even though there were monkeys on a far-reaching island that did not have sight of the monkeys washing off their sweet potatoes, those monkeys began to wash their sweet potatoes also. So the 100th monkey effect is considered that critical mass is the phenomenon in which a new behavior is spread rapidly by means from one group to all related groups once a critical number of members of one group exhibit the new behavior or acknowledge that new behavior. So basically what I'm trying to say is, says until we reach a critical mass, these mass exoduses, these souls leaving the face of the earth, no matter how young they are, they're going to continue until we reach critical mass and enough people say no more, no more, and they affect a change. Now, there's something that the universe does. I read this in Conversations with God. And I found it real interesting, this thing I read in Conversations with God. Many of us have played computer games. Computer games are amazing. And they are amazingly, how do you say, they amazingly operate, similar to the way the universe operates. Okay, how does that happen? You're playing a computer game, and you're playing, and then what happens is you reach a point where, bam, you lose. The computer says, game over. So you're going to start all over again. I play this with my alphabet. You know, I try to get the words right and try to get all the words and so on and so forth, this, that, and the other. And before I know it, I'm going to a certain point, and then bam, game over. You don't have any more moves. Okay? And so you start all over again, but you're beginning to remember what to do and what not to do to get you as far as you can get the next time, and bam, all over. But what the computer is definitely saying is, do you want to play again? Because locked in that computer game is every imaginable move that you can possibly make until you make the wrong move or you don't change the way you're operating, and game over. The computer says, hey, do you want to play again? And that's what the universe is saying to every single one of us on the face of this earth. Until we affect the change and start changing the moves that we're making, all that's happening is the universe is saying, do you want to play again? When are you going to do something different? When are you going to change the way you're moving so that you can get to where you want to be? And a lot of people, they want to blame this stuff on God. Well, why is God letting this happen? And why, you know, well, I read somewhere that we were blessed with free will. So it's like, you know, this is our little playground. We got free will. Why we want to blame it on God when with free will, we can start changing something. We can start changing things because the computer or the universe is constantly moving. It's very dynamic and it's constantly saying, do you want to play again? Are you going to change your method of moving? You know, we're looking at what Russia is doing in Ukraine. Come on, it's like the big bully in the schoolyard beating up on or trying to intimidate a weaker, smaller individual, and everybody's standing around just watching it. Nobody wants to get involved, just watching it happen. It's just like all of those little children that were being snatched at the border from their parents. You know, now we're looking at the war in Ukraine. What happened to those little children that were behind those gates and fences down there at the border? Did they just automatically just disappear because now we have Ukraine, now we have mass murders all over the place? You know, it's like you jump from one thing to the other. And that's what's been wrong with me. You know, as light workers, we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be able to affect the change on the face of this earth. And so I started just feeling like You know, that serenity prayer, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Change the things, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, just because I accept the things I cannot change does not mean that I'm not going to do anything about it. It just means that I can't do anything about it right now. So, while I can't do anything about this right now, I'm going to have to accept it and sit it over here on the shelf while I have the courage to change those things that I can. But mind it, my eye, I see those things that I sat on the shelf. I see them out the corner of my eye. I'm just not going to get stressed out over them. They're just going to sit on that shelf, because while I'm over here having the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference, something may pop up in the midst of me having the courage to change the things that I can that may say, oh, man, this will work over here on that stuff that's on the shelf over there. Well, if I had been focused on that stuff on that shelf over there, I would have never tripped over this thing, hiding in the courage to change the things that I can. And it's amazing how that works for you. It's amazing how that can work for you. So, back to thinking about things that I can do and being grateful to those things that I can do. I mean, sometimes we have to, initiate those things. We have to try things that we wouldn't ordinarily try just to put a little change in our life. So I live in this new community, this senior community, and one of the ladies said to me, because I do the movie Thursdays, I show a movie, a spiritual cinema circle movie, and we were leaving the movie after it was over, and one of the ladies said, why don't you join the Red Hat Society? So I'm saying to myself, join the Red Hat Society? I'm not, get out of here. I'm not one of those foo-foo ladies wearing the big red hats and all that other, you know, I call it foo-foo. But if I want to meet new members of my housing community, then why not join the Red Hat Society? I mean, after all, the only thing that they do is put on their little red hats and go to lunch on the second Tuesday of the month. I can hang out with a bunch of my neighbors as a Red Hat Society member. And who knows? It may get bigger. I may come up with ideas to make it grow. But in the meantime, I had to look for me something that I could wear, like, oh, that's red, a hat. And I don't wear hats. I got dreadlocks, okay? Well, I went on all the Islamic websites, and I was looking at hijabs and kufis, and finally I found myself crocheted tam, and I got my red hat, folks. Push come to shove, I'll wear me a red cap, but I'm going to lunch with the Red Hat Society ladies on the second Tuesday of the month. The other thing I decided to do, because I used to say this all the time when I worked at my job, I'm going to go on one of those senior trips. I don't care, anywhere. Sometimes they go to the Washington. I'm trying to think. Well, they take trips to New York, and they take trips to D.C. all over the place. And I decided I'm going to do that. I got to get out of the house. I got to do some things while I got that stuff on the shelf waiting for me to figure out or me to think and go back to it and, you know, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, you know. And those things are sitting there. But I've got to be doing something in the meantime. I can't be wallowing in depression over those things that I can't change. I have to turn off my television set. So I decided to take a trip with the ladies this month and go to the casino in West Virginia. Now, I really don't gamble, but I could go up there, let them go. We go in the mini bus. I can save my gas, jump on the mini bus, go up there to the casino and have lunch up there while they're gambling or whatever. Or I can visit my AA sponsor. She lives up that way. And I can get out of my environment, my energy, this thing, this holding tank that I'm in. And what I can do when I'm in that minibus is laugh and joke and bring some light, some of that, how do you say, candle flicker that we light workers carry with us all the time. Put you in a different mood, a different mindset. The other thing that I would like to do, it's really amazing. When I was, say, in my 40s, I always said when I became a senior citizen, I was going to participate in the senior games. They do have senior Olympics, and if you're not aware of it, all you got to do is Google senior games. Every state has its senior games. And I always wanted to do track and field. Well, you know, I've aged out of track and field right now, this moment, unless I can find a coach that's going to help me build up my stamina, lose some weight, and start walking and do something with these lungs that I have, because I smoked for 40 years, and so that was a disaster for my lungs. But I can learn how to swim. And that's what I think I'm going to do. Nope, this is what I'm sure I'm going to do. I'm going to research. I'm going to do some research and find out where I can go and learn how to swim. So these are some of the things, some of the high points in my environment that I feel that I want to do while I'm waiting for those things sitting on the shelf that I want to affect the change towards. But I want you to know and hear me clearly. All of us can do something. All of us have got to do something. And if you're a light worker, you've really been being sad. You're being sad because the dark side just seems to be overpowering you. But I was listening to Cryon today, and Cryon was saying that the dark side and the light are just as strong. We get to choose which one we're going to walk with. And the example he gave is you enter somebody's home, a friend's home, and they're watching TV. And what they're watching on television is, you know, they're watching, oh, pandemic is rising over here. Oh, we just had a mass shooting over there. Oh, and Russia has just bombed the Ukraine and so on and so forth. Oh, women are getting ready to lose their rights, you know, with the Supreme Court, yada, 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 so on and so forth. And if that happens, we're all going to be, we risk losing, you know, gay marriage. We risk even losing the women's right to vote. I mean, because, I mean, all of this is, you know, different things happening. And so it's like you can walk in somebody's house and they can be doing all that. And when you turn around, they turn around and they say, oh, man, did you see this? And look at what's going on over here. And look what's happening in Texas. Look what's happening in Tennessee. You know, and you can be overwhelmed by that crap. Or you can walk into a friend's house and they have the TV set on, and as soon as you walk in, they turn the television off. And they say, hey, come on in here. You know, my sister-in-law came by from Rhode Island, and we had a cookout over at my son's house, and they had the twins with them, and we had a grand old time, you know, boogieing and the children dancing and singing. And I mean, you can do this. Oh, I went and hung out with the Red Hat Society ladies, and I found me something that can you know, that can be a hat on my dreadlock. And we went to lunch and the ladies and we hollered and we laughed and we had a good old time. We can do that. While that stuff is sitting on the shelf that we've accepted for the time being, and we're not wallowing in it because there's not a damn thing we can do about it yet. Okay? But we've got to keep the light flickering. We cannot let the dark allow itself to push us down where we're wallowing in self-pity, disaster, turmoil, and ugliness. That's what I did today. I had to go back. And I had to revisit some words of wisdom that came to me way back in 2020. And I had a woman that was telling me, I was being told, you know, that I had to feel. What was they saying? Vanita and the Akashic Librarians, I asked the question. And basically what they started telling me was, feel your energy. It is very distressing and frustrating to be surrounded by those who lack your extraordinary vision. And there are so many of us who are visionaries out there. And I know how frustrating that can be for you, because it's frustrating to me. And it is exhausting, okay? I feel your exhaustion. I understand you have a desire to be connected with others. Because I have that desire. It's horrible being alone, especially when you're a light worker. It is important for you, by your nature, to be heard and seen for who you are and heard for what your thoughts and beliefs are. But it is only for connection. We are not truly interested in debate. We are not interested in discord, and we don't want to argue. It is more of a reaching out for kindred spirits, like-minded folks, you know? You are an energy-connecting person. Maybe you want to work with mandalas. Maybe you want to work with the grid. Maybe you just want to work with networks. When you reach out to one with your beautiful, succulent, brilliant energy and they negate it, of course you are exhausted. You know, it's a challenge. You get exhausted. You have to learn how to be amongst the many and sometimes wait for them to recognize you, come up to you and ask you, what do you think? So, we suggest you take this next week, where you only connect with those with whom you are harmonious. And as much as possible, limit the news that distresses you. So turn off that television set, okay? Don't be around those negative folks. And instead, focus on things that fill you with joy. You are depleted and you need the Energizer Bunny to come with that battery and recharge you. And you need to honor that you need a little more rest and nourishment to regain your energy. But you also need that recharging. It is exhausting to be in battle all day, every day, for months on end, watching that stuff, wondering when the change is going to come, because you know it's going to happen. The change is going to come, you know, and you're saying, I pray it comes within my lifetime. I'd love to be around for the change. But Maybe we are not meant to be around for the change. Maybe we're like my mother used to say, you're just like Johnny Appleseed. You plant the seeds and you don't wait around to watch the seeds grow because you've got seeds to plant elsewhere. So maybe we're not meant to be around to see the fruition or the fruition, is that the word? The fruit of our labor. That's a better way for me to be able to say it. For many of you on this planet, now that is how your lives have been, a battle. Of course you are exhausted. I'm exhausted. Do I sound exhausted? Just talking to you, I'm exhausted. You have been through an exhausting ordeal, but there is more to come. So we need to rest up. It's not over yet. So we're going to take these breaks for ourselves. We're going to honor ourselves. Most important, if you find what you call, if you find that you have what they call, then you have thin skin towards certain beliefs, then step away from them. This is your psyche telling you that it's not. It's not. It's not something that you can tolerate. Let it go for now. You know, put it on the shelf. Put it on the shelf. It's kind of sort of like if you inhale something that is toxic, your body responds by choking, you cough. If you eat something that is not good for you, your mouth wishes that you spit it out. This is what's happening. Do not ignore the signs that you are being given. Don't do that. You have to honor them. You have to acquiesce. I love that word. It just basically means accept something reluctantly but without protest. By asking what is the best for me, what is the healthiest for me? And at this moment, right now, so that I can truly be my best person with self-care. So I had to revisit some of these things that I've been privy to in the past to bring myself back to the present, to the current. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to share some of Lena. You know you like Lena. Lena had a lot to say. But Lena's saying has nothing to do with the mass stuff that's going on right now because Lena was talking about the last intense eclipse cycle. She was thinking that there is a feeling of being slightly ungrounded. And we all feel that ungroundedness, that someone uncertainness, definitely in transition, energetically uncomfortable, and in a state of knowing that change is all around us, and it's unavoidable. Now, one question is, how will we deal with it in a proactive and productive way? Then there is another question. What do we truly want and how can we best manifest it? So sitting in the state of not knowing is a discipline in itself and an appropriate place to be at this time. This is inner work and we are being tasked to look deeply into ourselves for the absolute truth of the choices we need to commit to for our lives to proceed in the right direction based on that truth. Now, the reality check will show us our distractions and the agendas of others that keep us from turning our ambivalence into right action. We really need to examine closely where we are what we are doing, whom we are with, and what we need to release from the past that keeps us hostage and away from our dreams. So like we're saying, this is a truly creative time. However, it will take courage to take a leap of faith where you need to be. You know that saying, shit or get off the pot? Ooh, get off the potty. It is one that should be taken seriously, especially around the turning point theme of the month. How many times have you said, I would if I could, or I really should, or someday I will, or I want to, but I can't? There you go. There's that stuff sitting on the shelf waiting. These are statements that make you powerless and can easily turn into energy leaks. So grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can. Understand, it would be worthwhile to examine each of these when you find yourself saying them and tell the truth about what is behind each one. What if I could? I really should. Or someday I will. Oh, I want to, but I can't. Don't be surprised if emotional material, childhood trauma, or imprinting surfaces from the past for you to look at, process, finally forgive, and put it to rest. Let it go. Because Venus' theme for this month is reality check and turning point. So the main turning point this month is going to be about your attitude and beliefs in yourself and what is possible. If you have complained about your job, a relationship, or living situation, or your health, or those addictions, your prosperity, or anything else, it is time to actually make a commitment to acknowledge the truth. Take responsibility, make a change, and create a plan of action. You cannot change what others do. You cannot change what others believe or say. But you can certainly change those things in yourself. And that is the place to start. Please don't let the fear of what others may think of you get in the way. Please don't do that. You know, you got to dig into your own truth. You know, you got to be creative in your approach and trust spirit around choices and decisions that you know are right. The energy of the solstice this month should be used proactively as a way to honor some turning point in your life. Choose something that you have been either procrastinating or on the fence about and make a solid decision about it. It should be something you are clear you want for yourself based on the reality check of your own truth. Yeah, I've been procrastinating about taking a walk every day. Before I know it, it's going to be wintertime, and I'm going to be saying, oh, well, I'll walk around the building because this building is huge, and I can do, you know, I can do 3,000 steps just walking through my whole building, up and down the stairs, and, you know, from one end to the other, and then go across the way to the sister building. I mean, you know, so, I mean, I procrastinate just like everybody else. But what I need to do is really take that reality check, make it, check on my own truth. Taking a step forward usually comes with needing to release something that was holding me back. It could be fear, it could be doubt, it could be confusion or something more tangible, like the attachment to a person or physical item that has provided you with a sense of security like a job, personal environment, relationship, or in my case, just plain old lazy. Because I am a procrastinate, lazy, like, but I always blame it on my back, or I blame it on my legs. But it's my fault my legs bother me because I'm not moving them enough for them to have the stamina to walk me around the building. But here is an opportunity for me to take a risk and set myself up for a new adventure. So let's do some new adventure stuff. This may seem contradictory to the need to focus on your inner work. However, when everything aligns with your truth and intention, an opportunity can magically show up. So pay attention and take some action towards, if it's appropriate, move on to it, get on to it. Because you will definitely be tested by doubt and the critical sharing of your intellectual mind. So keep your compass trained on your heart. And listen to the reality of your emotional intelligence. This will guide you better than any rational thought process. And you know that rational thought process comes from the ego, don't you? So you're going to have to trust your truth. You're going to have to set your goals based on that truth. And then give your intentions over to spirit. There is no way your mind will be able to come up with the instruction manual of how you will achieve your dreams. You will need to trust your heart and have complete emotional confidence that you will be supported in that process and end up in exactly the right place at the right time for you. Now, Lena says part of the reality check is eliminating the attachment to anything delusional. It is important to reflect on whatever story you have been telling yourself and others that includes any blame, judgment, or an inflated sense of ego. Always come from a place of humility, acceptance, and humility and acceptance. Accept the things you cannot change, the courage to change the things you can, and a willingness to be vulnerable. Anything else will not support you in the long run. You may need to release your position of being right and blame others in order to take advantage of that turning point available to you this month. The month has not been, nor it will be easy, but it can be very rewarding if you do the work, and that's amazing. So, how will this month turn up for you personally? I've shared with you how it's turning up for me. This month can turn things around in your life, putting yourself on a different trajectory, more aligned with your personal truth. What have you always wanted to do? If you had the means, the time, the energy, and did not have to consider others, what would you change? And is this dream current, or is it something from the past that you never had a chance to experience? You know, part of the reality check is to acknowledge what is of the past and release it to the past, including old intentions and dreams that you may still be attached to. And there may be some dreams that can be brought into present time and modified to who and where you are right now. What is possible for you given your present circumstances. So what was that motivation behind that original dream? And is it still important to you? If so, how can you refine and modify it to better align with who you are today? That's amazing. I had so many dreams in the past. There was a dream where I wanted to have some land, and I wanted to have my whole family owning parcels, building their own houses. you know, on the land, and we had our own community. That's a dream that I don't think will be fulfilled, you know, in my lifetime. So how can I modify that? I have a niece that owns a house on Royalty and visit her on her land and see how things are going up there. Oh, I think I'm going to go visit a friend of mine that lives in Joplin, Missouri. I think she's in her 80s. I think I better go. I think I better get up there. She has a birthday on the 17th. It would be amazing for me to be able to surprise her and get up there for her birthday this year. But then there's the other part of my personal growth this month. Well, it's related to making choices and taking action based on the reality check of my truth. This includes overcoming fear, doubt, the judgment from others, and telling the truth about what my needs are and what makes me happy. In this process, you need to remember that you cannot change another person. You can only change yourself. If you are under the illusion that your happiness depends on what someone else does or does not do, you will need to release that projection before you can fully take responsibility for your life. This could be your turning point, a new sense of personal power and ability to create and manifest from within. Why? Because all of my life, I like to travel, but I never like to travel alone. I always wish that I had a traveling partner, somebody that I could rely on. Go with me. I could drive cross country if I had company to ride with me. I just don't want to do that and go out there by myself and be alone. I can do a lot of things. I just don't want to do it by myself. I think it's fun when I do it with other people. So rather than me looking for somebody to latch on to me and do things that I want to do or to do things with me, so that I can have fun in life, that's why I've decided I'm going to latch on to other people and do things with them and see if I can find, you know, my other world, my otherliness, you know, my new me stuff. That's what I want to do. So that's why, even though I don't think, I don't think I'm the foo-foo lady for Red Hat Society, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm sure those Red Hat Society ladies are people that I can hang out with, and if I don't like it, I won't go next month to their dinner. Or if I don't like this month's dinner, maybe I can make a suggestion for next month's dinner. I already have it in mind. You know, so that's life. That's life. That's how we make things work. That's how we do things. While we have that stuff sitting on the shelf, I might not be able to do anything about what's going on out there, you know, in the government or with Russia and Ukraine until November when it's time for the midterm election. But if that's the only time that I see available for me to be able to implement or to affect a change, I can press my button. I know how to go and vote. Matter of fact, I know how to go and work at the polls. I know how to work at the office for early voting so I can be a part of having the space open for people to come and vote. I mean, there are many ways that I can be of service while I'm waiting to affect a change with those things that I'm accepting. And one of the things that I'm doing, what did I say? Go learn how to swim so I can participate in the Senior Olympics. I can't do track and field like I thought I wanted to, but if I learn how to swim, I'm sure that will be an accomplishment that I look forward to. In the meantime, I hang out with the senior citizens. I do my bingo size. And if you're interested in bingo size, Google bingo size. Because it's a fun way to do exercise and hang out with some seniors on Zoom, you know, exercising and playing bingo at the same time. And when you win, you get little prizes. It's fun. So there are many things that I can do in the life of Duchess, a.k.a. Yolanda. Many things that I can do that I should be grateful for, rather than being depressed about the things that I can no longer do. Because that's where I was beginning to find myself. And that's why it's been a while since you hear from me. Because I've been like, you know, fighting that dark side on a regular basis. On a regular basis. But times need to change. I need to come back, if not for anybody else, I need to come back for me. And with that, I'm going to say that I'll talk to you soon. And inshallah, God willing, I'll be back. I'll be back. First and third on the 19th. That's Juneteenth. Be back on Juneteenth. It's also Father's Day. Amazing. That should be interesting. And it's also June, so we will be doing the principle behind Step 6. The principle behind Step 6. Okay, this is Duchess signing out. Love you all, and to all, a good night. Thank you.